just because things might not be easy doesn't mean you can't handle them. Hey Hurdlers, Emily Abadi popping into your feed today with another installment of Hurdle Moment from Hurdle. Now, I am sure most of you know the drill by now, but for anyone new to the podcast, firstly, thanks for coming by. And secondly, a little tidbit about how things run here on the Hurdle feed. First things first, on Mondays, you get Classic Hurdle. That's me and a guest diving into all the things, getting their backstory, talking through the highs and the lows. It's my bread and butter. On Wednesdays, today, you get Hurdle Moment, which is more of those everyday hurdles, whether it's a topic that I'm dealing with personally or professionally, something that a listener has reached out to me about. My goal with Hurdle Moment is to offer you actionable tips that you can walk away with and feel enriched. And then lastly, new to the pod, 5 Minute Fridays. 5 Minute Fridays purpose: share a story, offer up a thought-provoking prompt, and then leave you with my highlights of the week, the things that I think are awesome from a content perspective, whether that is a podcast episode I'm really digging, an article, something cool that someone's doing, you name it. So a lot happening here on Hurdle, and I want to thank those new and old for coming by week after week. Today for Hurdle Moment, I am talking you through ways to stay motivated when every day feels the same. Can I get an amen? Thank you to my good friend Aaron for the topic suggestion, because man, we are all feeling it right now. Every day I wake up in my 550 square foot New York City apartment much later than I used to, and I walk to the bathroom and I look in the mirror and I just think, another day. But here's the thing, we got a lot of life to live, we got a lot of living to do, and so we owe it to ourselves to try to not only get by and survive, but also to thrive as best as possible. And so for today's episode, I am talking you through the strategies that I'm using to feel more motivated day in and day out. As a side note, I feel like there are a lot of good promotions that I have available to you guys from the Hurdle sponsors of recent episodes, and I want to make sure that you know what's up. So please click on over to the show notes to get really great deals from brands like PowerDot, Athletic Greens, Daily Harvest, LinkedIn, Beam, the list goes on, just to name a few. As you know, a lot of time and effort goes into creating this content for you, from the recording and the editing to the producing and the promotion. And these great sponsors are what makes that time commitment possible from my end. So please support them. And by doing that, you are supporting me. I've always loved connecting with you guys, but right now it just feels so special. Reach out to me over on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. You can find me at Hurdle Podcast or at Emily Abadi. And last but not least, I am regularly posting writing prompts on the Hurdle feed. It's something that a lot of you were asking for, and I'd love your feedback on what's happening over there. So again, at Hurdle Podcast, make sure to comment, like, DM, whatever works for you, to let me know what's working, what's not working, what you want to see more of. I am all ears. And with that, let's get to hurdling. I sat down to record Hurdle Moment at least 3 different times within the last 24 hours. I was ready to go, and either something happened or I got sidetracked or I just felt unmotivated. It's a feeling that I think so many of us can share right now. So many of us can relate to just this idea of every single day being the same. You wake up and you haphazardly walk to the bathroom and you look in the mirror and you wonder if today is the day you're actually going to get dressed or simply just change into new sweatpants. And then you walk into the kitchen and you wonder if you should mix up your breakfast routine. You ask yourself if you should work out now or later or both or at night. You wonder about what's going to be for lunch before you've even had your coffee. You try to tackle a to-do list for work and only get 3 out of the 22 items on it done. I mean, hey, I get it. I'm there too. The good news is that there are ways to find motivation in our day-to-day. There are ways to take advantage of this to the best of our ability with an understanding that our ability right now is not what it was before all of this started. So let's get to it. We're talking through ways to find motivation in the day-to-day. First up, keep a gratitude journal. By being appreciative of what it is that you do have, it helps you find your happy. And so it's important to find the joy in every day. Now, gratitude journaling has looked different for me throughout the years. For one full year, I kept a gratitude journal that had me writing down 3 things that made me happy every single morning. When that got to a place where it felt a little bit daunting, I switched to a 1-line-a-day journal that lasted for quite some time. And now I've committed myself to filling out at least 1 full page in my journal every single day and finishing off that page at minimum with a daily smile or something that has brought me fulfillment and happiness over the past 24 hours. I've said it before and I'll say it again. These smiles, these wins, they don't have to be big things. Yesterday morning, I was having myself a day and I realized that I was just enjoying little thing after little thing. I went on a bike ride and I noticed that the birds were chirping. It was a beautiful day outside, warmer than I expected. I was riding my new beautiful bike, moving my body. I came home and showered and actually did my hair for the first time in God knows how long. I sat on my beautiful fire escape, the small luxuries, and soaked in the sun and journaled and drank good coffee. And man, it was just great. None of those things are winning the lottery or getting to hug another human. Isn't it funny that that's what's on my big wins highlight right now? Or even landing some big job. No, all of the things that made me so grateful yesterday were small moments that contributed to a great feeling. When you take the time again to appreciate the good things to write in a gratitude journal, in my experience, that keeps you motivated, helps you stay positive to handle the other things throughout your day. Next strategy, have things to look forward to throughout the day. So here's the deal. If you sit down on your couch or at your desk and you just say, okay, it's time for the workday to begin, nothing really is probably going to happen how you want it to go down. And that's because we're anxious. We're not as productive as we usually are. Our head is in 1,000 places. We're restless. And so to make the day go smoother, write down things that you are looking forward to. So one of the biggest strategies that I have been using to stay motivated is breaking up the workday into work chunks and non-work chunks. Perhaps I will aim to write 2 articles throughout the day. I know that I will not have the attention span to write them back to back. So perhaps I'm writing an article at 10. I'm allowing myself to not look at any technology, eat lunch, and maybe do some sort of a workout from 12 to 2. And then I'm back for another article at 3. That way, as I'm getting things done at 10 a.m., I have that break to look forward to at noon, that incentive, that motivation to keep pushing. Maybe it's a workout. Maybe it's a catch-up phone call with a friend. By having these things on the schedule, it makes me feel some sort of normalcy. And man, it feels so good. Next tip, move your body. Whether or not you are running outside, and if you are doing that, I have a couple of different episodes for you to lean into, and I'll put those in the show notes right now for best practices. It is important to move your body. Moving your body helps increase serotonin. It makes you feel good. And one of the things that I have been doing when I am struggling in my apartment is getting up, taking a break, and doing any sort of movement for 10 minutes. Just the other day, I felt like I was in the middle of an afternoon slump and I did a 15-minute workout with a friend on FaceTime and then I was ready to get back into the swing of things. The good thing about quick hitting workouts is oftentimes you're not drenched in sweat, which means that you can get back into the swing of things. And also, even if you are, now is not the time that anyone is gonna judge you, if anyone's even around. Also, by doing a quick workout, you're accomplishing something which makes you feel like you are capable, which you are, but some days it's easy to feel frustrated with that. My next tip for staying motivated is talk about it with someone. Sure, you're listening to me air out my frustrations right now, but it is so important for you to share the experiences of what you're going through with a friend, with a family member. Set aside a specific time, something that you can look forward to have this conversation. Of course, writing things down again is super, super valuable, but it feels so, so good to just be open and honest with someone that you care about. Someone that can tell you, hey, I'm feeling the same way. It's okay. I think a lot of the times we get in our own heads and we're made to feel like whatever it is that we're doing, it's not good enough. I said on Instagram today that when I make my daily schedule, for example, it's kind of just like a goal. In the old days of Emily being really, really productive and sitting in her WeWork and feeling like she was Superwoman, I would make a timestamp schedule and actually somehow miraculously get everything done for the most part on that schedule. Well, that's not happening these days. These days, I make a timestamp schedule and for instance, I wanted to record this about 8 hours ago, and well, here I am now. And that's okay. The reason I'm telling you this story is because someone DM'd me and they said, I just thought that there were super productive people that were able to do absolutely everything despite everything going on right now. And I said, do not be fooled. Do not be fooled. And my last tip to stay motivated right now is to find things that excite you. Now is the time that we are broken from what was our normal routine, and we might be realizing the things in our lives that we have been doing that aren't fulfilling us. So ask yourself, what is it that you want to be doing more of? Just because life is different right now doesn't mean that you can't find a way to get more out of your day to day. If you're not happy with what you're doing from your 9 to 5, or perhaps like so many people I know right now, your job situation is shifting and you're looking for a new outlet, now is a time to ask yourself the hard questions. What is it that you like to do? What is it that you want to do with your time? How can you incorporate the things that bring you happiness and joy regularly into your routine? We have one life, and I know that things might not be how you wish that they were right now, but that doesn't mean that sitting around and sulking about it is going to do us any good. It's important to recognize how you feel, go through that, but we owe it to ourselves to pick ourselves back up and to move forward. Find the things that you enjoy and incorporate those into your everyday. Just because things might not be easy doesn't mean you can't handle them. Every day is an opportunity to show up for yourself, so don't be hard if today or tomorrow doesn't go as you'd hoped. Thanks for encouraging me to keep showing up. This podcast is a huge outlet for me, and now more than ever, I'll be honest with you, as listening habits are changing and things feel really uncertain, I really, really need your support. So if you like what you're hearing, whether it's in this episode or Gabby Bernstein's episode from earlier this week or past episodes, please share the podcast on social media, share it with a friend, rate it and review it in the iTunes store. Keep showing up for me. And like I said, I am happy to show up for you. At Emily Abadi, at Hurdle Podcast. And if you need anything over email, it's emily@hurdle.us. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.